Tango Mobile.
Lord help us. Beware. Send down all the police cars. Good afternoon, Rusty. Or it's still morning.
Three more minutes, I think, or two more minutes, according to my clock. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. And, they must be doing a fun day over here at this elementary school that's right up the street from me. They got all these bouncy things and slides and all this stuff out in the yard around the school, so they must be having an adventure day today. And how is Tom and Bernice today?
Good morning, Rusty.
We're doing good. We just went over to Costco's and returned a 8-terabyte hard drive and picked up a 5. And I actually nearly gave away a 4-terabyte to my son-in-law the other day, and I thought I had another one, and oh well, c'est la vie. We actually got out for less money than I had in this other one. I just didn't want one that big. It's like a book. Anyways, we just left there. We went to Sam's and picked up some steaks and stuff for the daughter. And we're going to go down and drop them off and pick up some fertilizer she got for us and some other kind of killer stuff for the yard. And that's about what we're up to this morning, Miss NZLTR.
I'm headed for Sam's Club right now. Got to pick up a couple of items, see if I can find anything I really can't do without while I'm there, you know. And then go by the grocery store over it so I can get to the Chinese place, which is next door to it. Maybe pick me up some Chinese lunch, I don't know. And go from there, just getting out of the house. I didn't leave the yard. I didn't even leave the yard yesterday. My car stayed parked from the day before and locked up, and I didn't even start it up, so I'm running it today. It needs to be run every now and again. So I'm taking a little trip out, but getting out of the house for a little bit, you know.
I know the feeling. We got yard work to do. We're in that construction zone just outside of Spartanburg now. Big sign says do not pass in 35, but you know, there are people still running 60 and 70 and passing us. Then it says their lane's closed, so they'll have to shove in one way or the other. Ooh, my God, they go in with one car length between them, idiots. Anyways, Rusty, there at Sam's, they got some blackberries. I believe it's the biggest ones I've ever seen. And oh, they just melt in your mouth. And then they got some sweet cherries, and they're a whole lot cheaper than Publix. And I don't usually buy them this early in the year, but oh boy, they taste pretty good. Those blackberries, you can't beat them. They just melt in your mouth.
But you're sampling of them on the way home, right?
Well, I ate them when I put them in the cold bag in the trunk, and then when we went to Costco's and come back out, well, I ate some more just then. that was before we were moving, of course.
Stop to make, so you'll eat some more of them. I'm going to wonder if there's going to be any to arrive at your house so Bernice can do anything with them, like make a good blackberry pie. That's something I haven't had in a long while, a good blackberry pie. Last one I had, somebody had bought somewhere and gave it to me, and it wasn't a real good pie, so I've got to find me, got to find someone who can make me a good blackberry pie sometime soon.
You know, I never thought of that, but no, there's not enough in one of these cartons. Make a pie. She makes good pies, but I just bought the one carton for us, and then I bought a carton for the grandson and a carton of the cherries for Amy. And then we bought some fillets and some ribeyes for them, which she will pay me for that. And we'll probably just swap her even for the fertilizer and the other bag of stuff.
Facing a lot of static on my signal this morning. I'm hearing a bunch on yours right now.
You know, that's funny. Must be the repeater then, because yours turned that way about a minute ago. Up until then, it was full quieting.
I've quit trying to figure it out. And, you know, as long as I can hear on my radio and people can hear me, I'm not going to try to mess with the radio anyway right now. And I come over here by this little shopping center on Regal Road, and somebody looks like they've taken rocks to the ABC sign that's over here for the ABC store in this little strip mall. A bunch of Sumter Utilities. Nope, some other utility company over here doing some work over here by the golf driving range. Never can tell what's going on around here anymore. We've got so much construction going up, housing departments, apartment complexes going up over here near me. It's not even funny anymore, Tom. WU2 T-Mobile.
53 Chevy just pulled out there with a lot of chrome on it. Somebody redone. Well, Rusty, I talked to Bob this morning for a long time. And then I talked to Dave for a while, and they were full quiet, except when Dave was over there by the Red Lobster on Wade Hampton. It always gets bad over there and staticky on everybody. But you was real good that time. So it must just be some... The COVID-19 is interfering with our signals is all I can tell you.
Some financial relief from the government because of that, you know, maybe enough to buy a new radio to keep us happy. Anyway, oh well, it is what it is, Tom. I've quit worrying about it. I've finally gotten rid of the little bit of RF that's been whacking on my computer in the radio room. I hope I did. It didn't. I was on last night and it didn't bother it, so. I hope I've got it redone, because I rearranged my radio room and set things up a little different. Oh, and I'm going to try to go up to the wireman's next Thursday and pick up my wire I need to redo my loop antenna. And then hopefully I can, cajole four, hopefully, to come over and help me lower the corners down one by one and run the new wire through it. And pull it back together at the joining point. But I guess I'll have to see how that goes, you know. WU2T.
We're coming in to, what is this, Lyman? Nice. Yeah, Lyman. Oh, well, Bob was going to barbecue school and spending the night there at an Airbnb. And I thought that was rather unusual. And so I got to talk to him, quite a ways, and then he was down on White Horse and went out west. I talked to him on the base unit, and then as we were coming over here, I don't know. You remember what Dave was up to, Bernice? Naturally. He's going to go play tennis, I guess. Surprise.
I was up to no good, KB4CPA.
Guys, there went the neighborhood, Tom. You spoke too loudly of him, and he showed up. And oh, good grief! Hello, David. WU2T for a few more minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm. I had lunch with Phil. W4DJW. Oh golly, somebody shoot me! Put me out of my misery. K4NGU. And, so anyway, we just had lunch at Taco Casa. And I'm headed to the hospital where my pharmacy is to pick up some drugs. So, I won't completely lose my mind. Go ahead and pick it up there, Mr. Tom.
Boy, Phil's going to get you. You butchered his call. It's W4NGU. Took me a long time to get that one memorized. But I remembered the North Greenville University, but I didn't remember the W. But he's an old-timer like us. Anyways, yeah, we went into Costco to return that thing, and this one lady, she just absolutely just click, 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 in the line next to us, and the one we got, of course, man, you talk about not shouldn't be at the register. She was one of those, and she couldn't figure out how to do that return because I'd ordered it online, but I had the receipt. And it had all the numbers it needed. I finally went on and told that lady that had been going fast. I said, you need to get back over here. I said, my foot is really in a lot of pain. And I got a shocker unit on my back right now. And I said, I can't stand for long periods of time. And I said, she don't know what she's doing. And I said, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but she needs help. And she went over there and click, 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 and we were out of there.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I've got somebody waiting on somebody to pull out of a parking space over here at Sam's Club. And they must be out of gas because their gas pumps are all shut off over here. I didn't... I guess they ended up running out. And well, that's what happens. And anyway. Well, I am here in the parking lot, and I'm going to go inside here. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now, and I'll catch up to all of you later. Have a good afternoon, and I'll be out in a little while. W2T, KB4CBA to take it. W2T clear on your finals.
W4, never give up.
There's Phil. Rusty, Costco said they just got 20,000 gallons, and they're fine. Now go ahead, Phil. Spartanburg over here, and Dave, go ahead and take it.
Phil and I just had lunch, so we've done talked about everything we needed to talk about, pretty much. Oh me, well we could all just run out and buy new radios and maybe that would solve the static problem.
Phil, that's not true. And Dave and Bob was making fun of me as I left the radio this morning, and I heard them.
What?
Well, Bob said I was like Doc on Gunsmoke, and I told him the other day, I said, no, more like Festus, but I heard him as I walked away from the car, because the radio was still going, Dave.
Talking about you.
Good, Tom. And I'm copying you direct.
West Gap Creek Road on Wade Hampton, Phil, and we're kind of at the top of the hill. Well, good afternoon. It's great to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. I've been thinking of you a lot. I just took a hard drive back and traded it for another one over there. I hadn't even opened it. Ordered it by mail from Costco's, and it's just too big, and I don't need that much. My son-in-law was over the other day, and I just gave him the one that I'd been using, and it was 4 terabytes, and just as a backup. And I thought I had another one there, and I didn't. Well, I did. I don't know how to use it. So anyways, I went over and got another 5 terabyte. It's a lot smaller.
That big one. Can you put those in, Tom?
It's just an external hard drive. It's not internal.
Well, I was in the computer business with a fella, worked for him, in the late 90s and early 2000s. And I could build them from scratch back then, but I don't know how much it's changed, or maybe it's simpler. I know the motherboards are simpler because we used to have to put the chips on them and pin them out, and the instruction book, if it existed at all, was from China, of course, and hard to figure out. Sometimes it takes 2 hours to get a motherboard humming, not counting the rest of the computer buildup. So I don't know if I could put in a hard drive in a tower now.
External to my laptop, and I just plug it in, and it's plug and play, and it just backs up everything. Go ahead, Dave.
Everything's so modular today. I mean,
know if you just open the computers up. There's a lot of empty space in there. I don't know why they make them so doggone big. And, but anyway, of course, I haven't worked on one and taken one apart in several years, but the last one I did, PC, it really surprised me, how small everything was.
Oh, something, we all remember the Heathkit days when they came out with some hard drives and computers and stuff like that. A 1 megabyte, 1 megabyte hard drive from Heathkit. I've still got the catalog. $1,700.
Oh my, that was before CMOS. shoot, I'm telling you. That's amazing. Yeah, I used to get them Heathkit catalogs, and I just didn't have the money to buy them back then, or I'd have got into the ham business sooner. They made some good stuff. I made an RF generator from them, and I made an oscilloscope and things of that nature, timing generators and all that. But oh, kind of miss those days in a way. I was surprised my grandson sent me that picture the other day, Phil, that I sent you of a Radio Shack up there at Gatlinburg. That amazed me. There'd still be a store there. It must have just been, like you said, to buy trinkets or something.
I had to come down, or tried to come down 385 from Main Street, Greenville, heading to North Pleasantburg, and they had every entrance and exit blocked off with police. I guess, I believe I heard you say somebody was killed on 385 this morning, and it's still not open to traffic, so it must be something they're really having to investigate.
Well, that happened really early. Yeah, and one car was covered up with a tarp, so it must have been horrible. The other car was inverted on its top. Go ahead, Dave.
That's been pretty bad. I didn't see it, but I heard about it. In fact, my wife told me about it. And that area, 385, of course, they were going south, going out of town. You know, the speed limit ramps up to 55, but, you know, if you're going the other way, it's 35. So anyway, but gosh, people are just crazy. Now I see all kinds of crazy stuff when I'm driving. That's one reason I have a camera on my car, because I want documented proof what's going on in front of me.
It was a lane change issue. Somebody on their phone and tagged the bumper or somebody else, and that'll flip them before you can blink your eye.
Amen to that. It's exactly what happens. I don't mess with that phone. If I'm driving, I hand it to Bernice. And for a moment, you're talking to Bernice. Unless it's a phone call, I can take that through the Bluetooth. But seeing the same thing right now. I'm out here on this, what do they call this road, Bernice? Burnsmith Parkway. And they're dodging in and out here like there's no tomorrow, and there might not be.
Maybe in a little scratchy area here. Well, I guess I got to read Peter. When I get over here to pick up my prescriptions, the repeater gets a little scratchy. Because I'm tucked down in a low spot in between these buildings here at Memorial.
You was fine day. We have some ribeyes and some fillets for the daughter, and the ribeyes were choice, and they were on sale. Or no, they were prime. And then the fillets were choice, and which usually we get the prime ones for, but these really look good, so she ought to be happy. The grandson's on some kind of a bodybuilding routine, you know. I don't think he needs to do that, Phil. He's 6'4 and weighs about 180 in 0 TR.
Yeah, I don't think we need to mess with him. That's interesting, Bob, going down to a class for barbecue. I'm interested in that, actually. Bucky's Barbecue at Roper Mountain, they do a pretty good plate of barbecue. And they teach a class about once a month for $80. But I just wonder what kind of deal Bob fell into there. I might be interested in some details on that.
Well, it's from 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and then they load their coolers up with all the stuff that they've done during the day. And I know Bob, he's a top chef, and he's got a lot of gizmos that he does it with, a little different than the standard barbecuing thing. And I think they're going to do a little bit of everything. But like I said, he went to an Airbnb, an old grocery store or something had been converted, and he's going to spend the night and then do that all day tomorrow, Phil, but that's all I know about it.
Yeah, I'll ask you. I've done the Airbnb thing twice, and both of them had cameras where they weren't supposed to be, little bitty ones. Didn't mention that in the brochure. So you got to watch that kind of stuff nowadays when there are one-inch cameras, little cubes around. Y'all, I'm warm. Got a beef to get the oil changed. So y'all carry on and enjoy it. Talk to both of you later. WD4, never give up. Clear on your final.
KB4 CPA.
Yeah, someday, Dave, we'll come down there and join you guys now when you go out to eat or that, if you holler at us.
Said we wanted you around.
Well, I knew you didn't want me, but I thought maybe you were Bernice.
Well, I wouldn't mind meeting your wife. She sounds like a real fine lady, especially if she has to put up with you every day.
With those findings. I'd be lying, Dave. She's a wonderful lady. I thought this car switching lanes was going to come right into my sight there a minute ago, didn't you, Bernice? Well, she's behind us now. She was coming into this lane, but she had her head in her gluteus maximus, I'm afraid.
26, when I can't remember what, where we were headed, probably to Charleston, and this lady in a, it's either a big SUV or a pickup truck, and she was weaving all over the place, and we thought she was drunk, and finally she got it steady for a second. My wife was driving. I said, floor it, just get around her, and so she did, and as we went by, I looked, and she was reading a book.
Anything in this day and age. I seen him with both thumbs on a cell phone and having the cell phone right on top of the steering wheel of the car while they were driving, Dave.
Okay. I'm sorry. I had to pull to a window here. Would you repeat that, Tom?
Oh, that's fine. This is 0TR. I've seen them with a cell phone and both their thumbs typing, and they'll have it supported by the steering wheel right in front of their chest. Can you imagine what that'd be like if the airbag had come out?
And you don't see as much of it, but I used to see people put their feet up on the dash, the passenger, they put their bare feet up on the dash right where the airbag is. If they had a collision, it'd break both of their legs.
Well, question. That'd be a definite compound fracture. You might never walk again. Well, I see him with the foot hanging out the window and stuff like that. And other times I hang that left hand out the window. The other one that really gets me, people that drive with a dog in their lap, and he's right in front of the steering wheel sticking his head out in front of them.
I'm moving here, so I don't know if, let me make sure I stop in a decent place here so I can get the machine.
Another weak signal come in there. Go ahead, this is 0TR.
0R, weak 4, November, Delta, Kilo.
Whiskey 4, November, Delta, Kilo. You're pretty weak. We can just barely pull you out. Up here. My name's Tom, and I'm out mobile.
Good to talk to you. My name is Nate. I am on a T here in Charlotte, and I'm crossing, repeating back to my antenna back to the QT home QTA. If it's 2 weeks, let me know. Over.
No, we got you that time. She's on HF. I'd give you a 5x5. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, you're doing a pretty good job for HT in Charlotte, and I don't know how many miles away that is from the repeater, but you must have some line of sight there, because you're hitting it solid. It's, you got some white noise in there with you, but that's understandable.
I have a Comet GT9 repeater antenna about 75 feet up in the tree, and I'm crossband repeating back to my home, my Yaesu back at the home QTA up to that antenna and out from the HT. When I was coming in earlier, I was down in a hole walking my dog here. Over.
Not at all, considering. Yeah, there was a fellow on here this morning asking about crossband repeating, and I've never done it, but he had a 991 HF rig and thought might have that capability, but it didn't. And he's going to have to buy him a dual band radio with all there is to it. Well, Dave, I'm going to cut out of here. We're just about at the Dodgers, and it's been a pleasure. And I'll let you continue with the other gentleman and say 73s. Y'all have a nice day. This is 0TR.
Well, Bernice, make him behave, and we will talk to you later, Tom, in 0TR KP4 CPA. Go ahead, Nate.
Good to meet you. KP4 CPA, W4 NUK in Charlotte. Yeah, I was surprised the 991 does not do cross band repeat.
Mine, there was a gentleman come on from another location, and he had one, and he said negative on that.
Yeah, sometimes it's the HF to UHF that will not cross band repeat. I have the STM 400 and the A2 came out about the same time as them, and that 991, but that 991 shot back in the box, I guess, doesn't it? Well, I don't know what I'd do without cross banner.
Oh, let's see, let me make sure I got it. When my 2-meter 440 rig went out here in the car, I probably had it 15, 20 years, and so it had served its purpose, and I thought about getting a cross band, but I don't think I would have used it that much, and plus I would have had to change the antenna on the car, so I just got one. I got an ICOM, it's a 2730. And 2 meter 440, and it's got the detachable face. That was the main feature I wanted, so that way you can stick the radio under your seat, and just have the face of the radio up, where you can see it.
That's how I have the 400 set up in the car. Then I got one in the home. But I spend most of my time on HF these days. But whenever I'm walking the dog in the... I'll try to get the HP out, get crushed in, or set up the repeater where... And I'll usually hear somebody here like you or someone else on Caesar's head and talk to someone while I'm walking the dog. And it always makes the walk more interesting. And it's more interesting being on ham radio while I'm outside the house. I guess, as you know, because y'all are both mobile.
So, Tom, if you hear me on 2 meters, I'm mobile. I've got a 2 meter rig at the house, but I just don't get on it because I'm, you know, more interested in HF, and I got a 7300 Micom, and I just love that thing. I tell you, it's just great. It's a great radio, and I'm just I've had it almost 3 years now, and it's just a blast.
10-4-DJC.
Hey, go ahead.
The end of the day, I didn't hear the other station in there, but I heard he's in Charlotte crossbanding. Yeah, I used to do a little crossband repeat years ago, but the CWID thing has always been an issue for some radios. It's hard to get them to CWID every 10 minutes, and some of them do it both directions and just creates confusion, especially if you don't like repeater systems. But anyway, but there, that's a good way to get in. They, but David, didn't you tell me you had a didn't you tell me, don't you have a Carolina Windham on your ICOM?
Yeah.
I said dipole. I got a ICOM 705. We'll try it for a little while, see how I like it. I don't think I'm running a infed halfway dipole out the window up here and see how it works. I've got enough height here. I think I can get it out there and get up about 25 feet and run it as a slipper.
Probably I'm moving up. Let me see if I still got the repeater. Hey, let's see. There we go. Well, I thought about cross band, but I just never, I didn't think I'd use it that much, but I tell you, I love my Carolina Windham. It's just doing a fantastic job, and, yeah, some people say, you know, they're not any good, but I tell you, I've talked to St. Petersburg, Russia, so, on 100 watts, so, I say it's doing a pretty good job.
This KO4NUE comment. Tom was talking about the guy that was asking about crossbanding this morning with the 991, and that would be me. And the way I understand this, kind of crossbanding is kind of for a specific kind of purpose. Or not, but I'm utilizing it for a specific purpose. So I run a trap line on the 12-mile river, and this beginning of this winter, while running the trap line, I slipped and fell down the bank and fell into the river. It took me a while to get out, and that's what prompted me to pursue my ham license so I could carry a HT that would probably function well. Let me let this repeater cycle. It's KO4NUE station ID. Well, there are certain locations on the property where the HT just will not function because of the terrain. So I have a deer camp nearby, and I'm hoping that I can set a crossband repeater at the deer camp, and I can access the crossband repeater with some higher wattage to get up to a 2 mile repeater in case, you know, I get hurt or something happens while I'm on the trap line. And that was my intent, and that's what I'm trying to do. And as far as I know, the 991 will not do that. The 400 Yeezy 400 will, but the 991 will not.
I'm on a 400, and I used to have an Icom 7300, which I love for HF, but a 400, you might consider getting one of those, or if you need it, or selling the 991 and get the 7300 for your HF, and a 400 for your VHF UHF, or that nice Icom box for a VHF UHF. Thank you.
Selling 991A, let me know. KN4BWA. Anybody got a 991A for sale, you let me know. I'll take it off your hands.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about crossband and repeat. Now, the, most of the ICOM dual band rigs are crossband, but they don't CWID. The Kenwood, several of the Kenwoods crossband repeat, but some of them, one of them in particular, the 710, well, CWID and bus registers, it really puts a burden on the link repeater system when you do that, because you got repeaters ID'd all throughout the link system. But anyway, it's one of those things where you really have to dig in the rule book to find out what the right way to do it is, especially over repeater systems. But yeah, a lot of people do it, and I've done it in the past, but I don't really have a need to. I do use a hotspot, which is pretty handy. That's even better deal for me. That way I can get into D-Star or DMR or whatever if I need to on 100 milliwatts. But instead of hearing that, I want to say it's Chad. I don't remember his name or not, but on Randy's trap line, that might be even a better situation, because you can, of course, you don't have cell coverage, just useless. But anyway, yeah, the crossband repeat works fine if you set it up right. Just it'll give you some coverage. But that's one of those control operator situations where you have to look closely at the ID requirements on handling the remote, basically what they call a remote station. Anyway, I'll let it get back into the Kenwood and most of the ICOMs, they'll crossband repeat, you know, without any problem at all.
Hey, this is KO4NUE. When I slipped and fell in the river, that just scared me pretty bad. Fell on a stump and scratched my back up pretty bad. Had a big knot on my back, and that water was so cold, and you know where I'm at, the banks are so steep. There's no way to get back up them when you. I had to go up the river about 25 yards to try to find a place to get out. And I guess in that particular situation, I don't think a HT would have helped me either, because it would have been ruined when I fell in the water. But still, I got to try and figure out some way to keep something on me in case I get hurt up there, because they're just so remote. There's no way to call anybody or get help, you know.
When I get back to the home GPH, please maybe the 991 is in the way around that. I think that whoever told you probably already looked it up. I would just get a used radio that does crossband. Just set that up specifically for it. There's plenty of them that do it.
I ordered a Kenwood this morning from DX, and I'm hoping that's going to work out for me. But we'll see.
Which one did you get? You got the dual band Kenwood, one that's got the detachable faceplate on it. It'll crossband just fine. I've used it multiple times over the years in a mobile setup where I've crossbanded and repeated, but that's been quite a few years ago.
It was V-Series, VTM or VMB 71 series. And, I mean, there were some pretty good reviews on it, and, so I'm hoping that's going to work. I got to figure out where I need to find out information about. I don't know whether I need to put some kind of ident on that thing when I'm using it or what I need to do. I don't even quite know where to go to try to find that, but I guess I need to start doing some digging.
Kenwood's a CWID. You don't have any problem with that. They don't CWID. You can set it up every 10 minutes. And it's easy to put it in crossband repeat mode, and you can turn it on and off. You're so it's basically holding a button down and turning the radio on or off.
All right, well, I'll figure that out. Now, when I ID that, do I ID with my call sign or what?
ID in the Kenwood, it'll be your call sign, because you're basically, it's your radio, and you're basically acting like a control operator with it. And the rules, you know, a lot of people interpret the rules differently, but some people say it's okay as long as you ID your own call every 10 minutes, but when you're not in, you know, we don't have hands-on control of the station, it's just like a repeater ID. It has to automatically ID every 10 minutes, which, like I said, you can set it up to do that. That's not an issue at all. It doesn't, sometimes they can do it every time you key it up, but, you know, dig into the YouTube videos. There are many of them out there how to set it up. It's one of the easiest ones to set up I've seen, but the far as crossband, and it's a good radio.
Appreciate the info. Well, fellas, I am at the entrance of the wireman's door, so let me go ahead and destination out. This is KO4NUE, based out of Campbellville, and 73's to you, sir. And I'm out on your final.
And station Charlotte, go ahead. I'm sorry we didn't mean to dump out on you there, but I don't think there's any way to get a 991 to crossband, but I may be wrong. I looked at them several times. And they also, you know, most of these radios most of the radios that were crossband are also full duplex, and the 991 is not a full duplex rig on VHF or UHF. The ICOMs, the Yaesus will do it, I think, if I'm not wrong. And most of the Kenwood dual bands, almost all of the Kenwood dual bands will do it, not the D-74, but the D-72 handheld, and the other ones will, you know, most of the Kenwood dual bands are set up for it pretty easily as well.
November Delta Kilo for station ID. Yeah, I'm on an FTM 400 and it does just fine. You know, it's not too bad to set up once you get used to it. There's YouTube videos on it. I do think the ICOMs and probably the Kenwood, I don't know, have any experience with Kenwood, but the ICOMs are the easiest radios I've found in the program. And that 7300 that Dave was talking about, I missed mine. The only reason I sold it was I had a bunch of noise here in Charlotte, and I didn't realize it was coming from my son's power supply on his computer, and I needed that digital noise reduction that the FDM, that the FNDX has on it.
You take some RF chokes pour over coils, maybe I do reduce them sometimes, and I said I had a 9700, and I've got a 2300. I've had all kinds of ICOMs over the years, but 7300 is probably the best buy. But I got a 705 mainly for the UHF VHF capability. In fact, I can pull that downstairs to, I have to leave it hooked up. I put it downstairs and hook it up to my satellite antenna and move it around pretty easily and remote it as well.
The noise is coming from this particular brand of power supply. So I switched to the Be Quiet brand of power supply after trying cores, everything I tried, I didn't do it. I had to switch out the power supply to a Be Quiet brand, and that worked over there.
Switching power supplies are noisy. Yeah, that's what I use, but it's not a big deal here. But most time, a linear power supply is going to be, has always been much quieter. But the new switching power supplies, you know, like the Astrons and some of those are pretty good. They're not too noisy at all. But again, it depends on how far away you got the power supply and a dozen other things as well. But most people use run linears when they're, you know, for HF and, you know, because of the RF situation. And the same thing, you know, we've got power lines in the backyard and that sort of thing. It kind of makes it different. But, yeah, 1700 is a great radio. It's really brought a lot of people into HS that, you know, in years past could not afford a radio because they were, you know, I think they're still selling for around $1,000, and that's a whale of a deal for a 160 radio, especially basically what is a SDR type.
Sold it for $800 used, and it was only a month old, and it was in perfect condition. And you'll find them used 8850 out there. You know, you just got to be careful. Has somebody done the Mars mod or something on it? You don't want that. But yeah, I had the Corsair brand power supply, which is a high-end power supply that they say are quiet. It was noisy all the way through the house, wherever it was, and there's no way of getting around it. So I switched to the Be Quiet brand. So if anyone else is experiencing that, the Be Quiet, the one that I got, has all the chokes built into it, ferrite core, you know, wrapped with those turns needed to cut down the sound. Over.
I've always had a good look at Astrons. I've used those off and on for a number of years. I like to switch ones for VHF, UHF, because it's not, no one's in critical on those. But with the, for instance, with the 705, I just run it off a battery. I don't have to worry about a power supply with it. I run it off a 12-volt pano LiPo battery if I have to get 10 watts out of it. That works about as well as anything does. That's about as quiet as you can get for a power supply. But when you're in 100 watts, you don't have that alternative handy unless you got a big battery. And they're so heavy as well. But straight DC, I mean, Tom is an expert on power supplies when he's on the N0TR. That's what he did a lot of work on when he was in the workforce. And he knows power supplies. He can tell you all kinds of ways to quieten up a radio. But special wire antennas, and that's really, I mean, I'm 70. I'm just not going to put up a tower at this time. But I like my VHF, UHF, my satellite work, and like my Jordy Star as well. It's a lot of fun.
Could have told you this was a computer, gaming computer power supply inside the computer box. Not for the radio causing the issues, but it's all good now with the Be Quiet brand. Yes, what's going on these days with the wire man there? Are they fully operating? I heard at some point they were a little bit cut back on workforce. Is it his kids running it now?
I haven't been to Hamfest in quite a few years. I don't know what the situation there, Steve. Steve goes up there pretty often, I think, and several of the guys on this repeater go up there, you know, maybe once in a while. I'm not sure, we just didn't have the product in stock or what, but there are a couple other places that are good. They may not be as cheap, but they're good for, well, it just depends on what kind of coax you want. I can't think of the name of one of them now. I've used Shireen cable before. They're fairly reasonable. DX Engineering is way too expensive for my taste, but Shireen is reasonable. I think there's another one. I guess some antenna specialist, or I can't remember the name, the website, but they're pretty reasonable. You can get your choice of Belden or Times Wire cable if you want to look at the LMR type cables. Are you looking for just a standard RG type or something, or an LMR type?
Okay, here for ID. I'm not buying any cable right now. I pretty much can find it if I need it, but if I'm buying it, it's RG8 or something of that sort. I do have an LMR 400. But no, I was just asking in general about the wireman because there's a antenna provider with the QRP and lightweight backpack antennas that buys their parts from the wireman, and they saw one of the videos where they were looking for it. Well, I'm going to have to run. Time to get back into the salt mine here. Over.
Okay, and have Seattle is Jerry. The call is N4DJC, November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. And that other antenna place I was telling about was, they have RG-174 easily, and it's, you can either get that or I think it's a 195 equivalent, this Times Wire. And you can find that there. Like I said, I don't know, I think it's about $1 a foot for the RG-174 and for the 195 Ultraflex, but that's where I usually go to get my lightweight stuff that I need. But anyway, have a good afternoon, good talking to you, and I hope to catch you on again. N4DJC clear.
U2T mobile.
And today.
Up for Friday, I guess. Had to go out at Sam's Club and then stop by and pick me up some lunch at the Chinese restaurant over here. And now I'm on the way back to the house. And I heard you guys talking and y'all had a good conversation going, so I was only going to be here for a few minutes between one stop and the next. So I waited until I got out of the Chinese place before I got back in the car before I jumped on the radio. How you been doing?
You're in a pretty day today. After all that rain and wind and stuff, it's about as nice a day as we had in a few. And I was outside earlier. We went down to get us a couple of hot dogs for carry out. And we got to make a trip to Sam's. Or I don't know about today or not, but I know we got my daughter's birthday Sunday. They're coming over. They're going to go out on the boat and drop the kids off here and then come back and have birthday stuff. So I just got to order the cake and that sort of thing. So we're going to have a birthday due on Sunday. But otherwise, it's been pretty quiet so far this week. Didn't get out any at all yesterday. Didn't be driving much because I don't want to run out. The last thing I want to do is push the car around.
I worked last weekend. I was in Greenville Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Put in a 4-hour shift Friday, an 8-hour shift Saturday, and 8-hour shift Sunday, working Artist Sphere over there. That's a lot of time on your feet for an old man, and that's what it was for me. So anyway, and a barbershop rehearsal on Monday, and chorus and choir rehearsal on Wednesday, and you know, all those good things going on. Yesterday, I didn't go anywhere. I parked my car Wednesday night and it sat there in the yard, locked up yesterday all day. Didn't even turn the ignition on. So I guess, you know, everything is going good. And now I'm had to run a few errands this morning. Now I'm headed back to the house.
Hunkered down yesterday. It wasn't fit for man or beast to get out hardly yesterday, unless you absolutely had to. And but it's nice today that we may go out later on this afternoon. Look at a couple of things, and I got to get out in the yard and see if any wind. I don't think I got any limbs down anywhere from the wind yesterday, but I haven't been out to look very much yet, but I will. You know, I got another groundhog in the backyard. I got to figure out where he's not on my property, though, but he's grazing on mine. I got to figure out a way to take him out.
Be careful about things like that and all, but yeah, well, I looked around my yard today, didn't see any tree limbs down. I'll go out there a little bit later after I've had lunch and everything and mix me up some weed killer to spray on the weeds that are growing up around where my air conditioner is out there. So, you know, I'll have to do that. And now that it's dried out a little bit, I can do it today, and it's not supposed to rain tomorrow, so I'll have a couple of days for it to work. So anyway, that's what I'm going to do this afternoon, and then work a little bit of radio tonight, or maybe watch a little TV, I don't know. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I never even turned my radio on, so on Monday. No, wasn't on Monday night either, because I wasn't, I turned on a little bit Monday night. Didn't turn on Tuesday night, was on the radio Wednesday and Thursday a little bit, so, you know, I'm in and out, as they say.
You miss any band openings?
I worked a few here and there. I was mostly on 75 and 40. I wasn't on, I understand 10 has been open lately. I might look at it this afternoon and see. And then I may wait in the morning to do the spraying. It'll just depend upon how I feel this afternoon. And this, as I told someone the other day, getting old is not for sissies, that's for sure.